the majority of trade unions representing public servants have accepted the government's offer of a below-inflation salary increase and a monthly cash allowance. This has been going on for a long time now, this impasse between government and the public service, really undermining efforts to stabilize the country's finances. The Minister for Public Service and Administration, Senzo Mkunu, issuing a statement this morning, welcoming on behalf of government the conclusion of the collective agreement on wage increase in the public service. So let's speak now to Teto Makhlokwana, Eyewitness News reporter, who's been watching these discussions for us. Teto, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What exactly is the deal? Who has agreed? Who has not?
Good afternoon, Mandy. I mean, firstly, I think I have to just say I'm really sorry. I mean, it's quite heartbreaking when you're waiting for every team in South Africa to do well at the Olympics, isn't it? I'm sorry about the black box. I mean, I feel that pain.
I'm glad you feel the pain of so many of us. Thank you.
And I could identify with it. But, you know, moving on to something that is, of course, I think a celebration for the country, more so for the citizenry, which receives services from the public service is, of course, this conclusion of the wage deal for 2021-2022. Mandy, you and I know this was not an easy outcome to come out of this Unite book. Through many difficult moments, a deadlock, you know, earlier on at the end of March that happened between the government and unions, when at the time government had been offering a 0% wage hike and unions, of course, would not relent, saying they want 7%. So we come to this point today when, of course, last night we saw the last two unions, you know, signed the Public Service Association, signing that wage deal, tipping the scale over to above 60%, which of course makes it a majority agreed upon agreement, which means now the state can go forward and implement it, backdating it to the 1st of April, of course, at the beginning of that financial year. But of course, I think we will discuss the intricacies of it, the merits of it, and what exactly it means as we go further.
Teto, is this being billed as a victory for the finance minister, Tito Mboweni, over the unions? Because he's been insisting that he didn't want an increase for the public sector. Government didn't have the money. How is this being read?
Look, it's not a victory for anyone. I was saying in our diary meeting with the newsroom earlier this morning that it's the first time that I've actually just agreed with everyone across the board. So the government would have liked to have walked out of this not having spent anything more than 20 billion rand. And they are spending way over that. Earlier on already in the month, we had confirmation from Treasury that they have blown the compensation ceiling. Of course, this is the amount that they had budgeted to spend on the wage bill in the public service for this particular round of negotiations. And they have saved about 20 billion rand or less than that. And now we know that the deal is standing at 27 billion rand or above. So that means the government does not win. This means Tito Mboweni does not win either, as the minister who has, of course, been stressing how important it is to cut that wage bill by about 300 billion rand in the next 2 years. Then you take Labour, for instance, again. Labour has not won. You have divided unions. You have two of some of the biggest unions in the public service, which is Nehau and Popcru, and SAPU, actually, which may not be as big, but quite significant because it represents the police, who have not signed this wage agreement and say that it represents the opposite of everything which they stand for. And even those who have signed say that we deem this a victory only because of the context of the financial distress and economic distress that the country is undergoing. But ideally, this is not what we'd like to take to our members, because it doesn't move the baseline. It doesn't move the CTC that, you know, workers receive. It will simply be in the form of these pay allowances every month, which vary between 1,200 rand and 1,695, you know, for anyone to feel any sort of difference in their pocket. But it won't, you know, be there. It's not a pensionable, you know, wage increase. So there's also the 1.5% pay progression, which is for a select few, not for everyone. So it's a compromise deal. And I think it's a time for a compromise in the country generally as we all figure the way forward.
Teto, thank you very much for that analysis. Teto Makhlokwana, Eyewitness News reporter, just bringing us up to speed there, giving us some insights into that decision. Let's go now to the Public Servants Association, which represents around 23,000 public servants, agreeing at the 11th hour to accept that deal. And let's speak now to Ruben Maleka, who is the spokesperson for the Public Servants Association. Ruben, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Why has PSA decided to accept this wage agreement?
Good afternoon and good afternoon to the listeners. Look, first of all, let me state that this offer, there's no one who can claim victory on it. In fact, we regard this as a temporary arrangement to at least alleviate poverty that is already hitting the pockets of public servants. For 2 years, they have not received any adjustment. So even the resolution itself talks to the fact that this is a temporary arrangement in order for us to actually later on address the actual demands that they made. So the 1,000 rand in the pocket is quite substantial if you look at compared to the fact that their members have not received anything for 2 years. So, and under the circumstances, how would you pull out a successful strike in this moment when we know that any kind of gathering is going to be a super spreader? It's also going to be probably against the regulations. Secondly, we know that in the recent weeks, we have seen the uprisings in the country in KZN and here in Gauteng. So the likelihood is that if you engage in a particular form of mass action, there will be some sort of hijacks of that particular action, and which will be undesired, because we don't want to see the purpose of a strike being diverted for other ulterior motives that are not for union purpose, and we end up having the damage to the economy further, at the same time also derailing the vaccination that is happening in the country. So we took this offer to members. Our members came back to us and said, look, we understand, let's take this. It's like we're saying it's a stopgap measure. Instead, you call it Bosekawinja. Then later on, we can deal with the actual demands that we have tabled. And the employer also is aware that we need to go back to the demands.
Ruben, thank you very much for setting that all out for us. Ruben Maleka, the spokesperson there for the PSA. So a compromise deal, essentially, is what he's calling it, a stopgap for the time being. So they have got over 60% now, the public service unions, and this agreement has been reached. But two of the trade unions, which represent significant numbers of public servants, are hoping to block the implementation of that wage agreement. This has been going on for a long time, so let's hope that there is some kind of resolution here, but not everyone entirely happy.